Nice to see you. Today, I'd like to talk to you how we can become a true disciple of Jesus Christ. As Christians and followers of Jesus Christ's teachings, we need to fully understand what we read in the Bible. As you know, we are called Christians, and we do believe Jesus is our Lord and Savior. When we read the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 26, we discover that the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. In this passage, in the original Greek, Christians are called Christianos. In Greek, Christianos means those who follow Christ. And the term disciple comes from the Greek word mathetes, which means pupil or student. Although the Greek word of mathetes, which gives us the meaning of disciple, has its original form, mathetēo. Mathetēo means true Christ follower. It also means helping a believer learn to be a disciple of Christ in belief and in practice. This meaning of disciple tells us that a person cannot become disciple, mathetēo, suddenly, one day, or through simple lessons. Instead, disciples need disciplines, including the Word of God, prayer, service, fellowship with other believers continually by the guidance of our Lord, before they can come to be a mature believer of Christ. Disciples are needed to do God's ministry, helping someone progressively to learn the Word of God and to become a matured, growing disciple of God. Since Jesus often used the word disciple in his ministry, if we are to be true disciples of Christ, we need to take time to understand the real meaning of disciple. Let us read together the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. Firstly, Jesus told his disciples to hate himself and his family to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. Many people will wonder if they could hate their parents, wife, brothers, and sisters and children and still be a disciple of Christ. And yet, if we do not hate them, we cannot become disciple of Christ. How could it be possible that those of us who love our families need to learn to hate them? As I said earlier, we need to become a student and study the Bible to understand what this statement by Jesus means. In this case, if we do not understand the Word of God, we may decide that we don't want to be a disciple of Christ right from the start. we may become discouraged if we do not understand fully. In this verse, the word hate comes from the Greek word miseo. Miseo means to love someone or something less than someone or something else. Therefore, in this, Jesus is not telling us actually hate our parents and family. He is just telling us that in order to be a true disciple of Christ, we should love Jesus Christ first, and then our family and neighbors second. Jesus should be the first and most important in our lives. He must be the reason for everything. He is telling us that to be a true disciple of Christ, His words and our Lord is to do the ministry of God first of all. And then we can work for our family, our neighbors, and ourselves. If we choose to care for both God's works and others, our work for God should be our first priority. This is a very difficult concept for most of us. Secondly, in order to be a true disciple of Jesus, we are told in Luke chapter 14, verse 27, that we must carry our own cross. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. To be sentenced to die on the cross was regarded as the most cruel sentence in the dominion of Rome. Crucifixion was a public act with no care at all for the rights of the person sentenced. The sentence of the cross was given to a person to make sure that they suffered severely. We have recently, with our Easter services, found just how cruel and painful such a sentence could be. However, the cross in this Bible reference from the book of Luke refers to the suffering that we have to endure here on earth. Each person has his or her own cross. And each person has his or her own troubles and difficulties. However, we are told that these are our own cross, bear and be responsible for. The disciples of Christ also carried their own cross, and yet they followed him. What kinds of crosses the disciples of Jesus carry? Many people gave their lives for Jesus. To disciples, sufferings and hardships were needed to carry. The great thing to the believers was to carry their cross together with Jesus. A Korean proverb says, 백지장도 맞들면 낫다. Two heads are better than one. Two heads are better than one. No matter how hard our life is, we can discover that we can feel better when we carry our cross with the believers of Christ, depending on Jesus. Let us steel our hearts as we discover what is our own cross that we have to carry in our life. Do you carry this cross alone? Or do you try to hand it over? Or share it with your friends or family? Does it help you to share, or do you fear you are just burdening someone else? Sometimes you will find no one wishes to carry this cross with you. I would like you not to carry your cross by yourself. Instead, I encourage you to carry your cross with Jesus and his believers. Share your cross, your burdens, your sadness, and your joys with Christ and his believers. Because Jesus is our Lord and Savior, he made a promise that he would be with us from the beginning to the end. He asks us to walk with him beside us and with us here on earth. This is such an amazing request. When you do this with all our heart, our journey will not be lonely. As Christ was with his disciples, so he will be with us forever. Thirdly, Luke says that to be a disciple of Jesus, we need to give up everything that belongs to us. And again, this is a difficult concept for us to understand and to learn from. Let us read together the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 33. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Many Christians who read this passage will find it very hard to understand. In fact, when they think of giving everything away, they may worry about how they can survive. They might wonder how they could possibly be a disciple of Christ if they gave up everything they have. To help us to understand, let us look at another passage about this idea of the Bible. Let us read together the book of Luke 18, verse 22. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." This is the story about a rich young man in the Bible. This man asked Jesus how he would be given the eternal life. Jesus responded that the man needed to sell everything he owned and give them to the poor. Then the man would need to follow Jesus. In the passage of Luke, chapter 14, verse 33, which I read before, give up is apotassetai. Apotassetai comes from the word apotassomai. Apotassomai means to separate or withdraw oneself from anyone. To separate oneself from anyone. In this passage, anyone refers to our world, and oneself refers to disciples. And thus, disciples are told that they must separate themselves from our world, which is full of sins. Give up everything you have means disciples must separate themselves from desires, lies, and sins of this world on their journey to become true disciples of Christ. In the story in Luke, our Lord Jesus claimed that the young man should give up everything that he owned. This refers to no ownership, but to throw away wrong motives or attitudes about ownership, which are contrary to what God teaches us. In other words, Luke 14 verse 33 clarifies for us that we need to use our own possessions and gifts not for ourselves, but for God and His people. Because all these possessions of ours and gifts belong to our God. They are His. He owns them. We are His steward who use them for God and for His people. To better understand this passage, we need to understand the difference between ownership and stewardship. Our God as owner gave His people not ownership, but stewardship of the world and everything on it. The owner is like the real manager who owns a property. However, the steward is not an owner, but manages his owner's possessions for him. In summary, God is our owner, and His people are His steward. And thus Luke tells us in chapter 14, verse 33, those of you who do not give up everything means that believers must obey God, the owner of this world, so they must completely abandon their wrong desires and motives contrary to the word of God. Furthermore, we, believers of Christ, must accomplish God's given work as His steward here on earth, without greed or pride, so that we can become true disciples of Christ. In order to become a true Christian disciple, we must realize these three things. Firstly, we are told that we must hate ourselves and our family. Secondly, we are told that we must carry our own cross. Thirdly, Luke says that we need to give up everything that belongs to us. And we must put them into practice here on earth. Then we can become true disciples of Jesus Christ. Let us pray.